Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship. It's time for your new business journey. We'd like to ask our panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business, and what did it cost you to make that decision? Scott, welcome to the show. Tell us about the decision that changed the trajectory of your business.
I think the biggest decision I made, as you can imagine, you start out in real estate. You start out at one shop, then maybe move to another. But about 4 years into my business, I made a move to the third shop that I worked at, a big box brokerage firm. And we took over marketing a big building on the south side of Madison Square Park. This is where the Statue of Liberty was put together, all the pieces of the Statue of Liberty. And I moved to this new company, and I took over working on the sales office for this big building that was sold. It was a $350 million sellout. And it ended in a huge blow up. The developer went belly up. They had to sell the building to the next person. And I learned so much in that 1 year that I worked on this project, both the things that my own greed, the greed of a developer, all of the deal making that we did, it set me in a direction that really opened my eyes to everything I did since then.
Well, thanks for sharing. Greg? Welcome to the show. What was the one decision you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
Early on in my career, as I ventured off to my own business, there was like five of us as partners into a $10 million a year business. Well, because we found out with that size of revenue, you're not making a lot of money, and everybody had their own agendas. So really, really early on, probably 5 years into our business, my partner and I, at the end, decided to eliminate three of them. Buy them out.
Oh, you buy them out, not like use mafia tactics.
Nothing like that, no. But no, and my best advice to anybody since that time is stay away from partnerships. Because what I found out with my partner at the end when I sold a large company in 2022, for all intents and purposes, his life changed 4 or 5 years before. So our revenue continued growing $5 or $10 million a year, and he was enjoying life while Greg sat back and worked. So at the end, way to split the profits equally. So as I venture into the alarm business, we're in the process of buying his partnership out now because it grows, AI. We're popular, we're big, but at the same time, I'm not interested in doing it again to make somebody else rich. So my best decision and worst decision was partnerships.
Interesting.
Getting them and getting rid of them.
Yeah, interesting. And it's tough to unwind those too. Elizabeth?
Yes, yeah, so in 2010, Richard and I bought a building for his law firm, and it has two stories. And after COVID, well, everybody cleared out, right? And we're like, well, what should we do with this building now? We've got 4,000 square feet. And I'm like, nobody's coming back, right? Richard goes in every day, and one attorney, and we have a half-time paralegal. But nobody wants to buy commercial real estate because nobody's going into work, right? So we decided to make the top half a podcast studio. We had been using it to do this show, actually, from Richard bought all this fancy equipment. So we had like this high-end equipment, and we decided to turn it into a podcast studio. And that's the business I'm running now. And it's kind of a little slow because the stars are aligned against me. They keep shutting down the roads in front of our building so nobody can get to the studio. But I do have clients that is building, and it's fun. I love it.
Well, for my transition point, I think a huge transition point in my career was when we started doing the radio show. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a decision, put yourself out there in the public, which I had been reluctant to do for a long, long time. I'm mostly an introvert at heart. So taking a step out there and putting myself out in front of other people was transformative for me. And I think in the long run, it's helped me a lot. I think it's given me confidence that I didn't have before. So my point and my lesson is, get out there and do some things. And if you are able to put yourself out there through podcasts or blogging or whatever it is, you'll evolve. And I think you'll appreciate the results of that.